Nagaland residency day three. We're here in Dimapur, and I've been joined by Gareth Bonello and Richard James. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, thank you.
Great. So, do you just want to introduce yourself and say a little bit about your music?
Richard James, and I play sort of picking folk guitar, write songs and instrumentals, and that type of thing, I think. Yeah.
I'm Gareth Bonello, I'm from Cardiff, and I play also finger-picking folk guitar and write my own songs and play a lot of traditional Welsh songs as well.
And if people want to find your music, where would they look? Would they look under your name?
No, they probably, well, they might find something, but they're probably better off looking for The Gentle Good and or thegentlegood.com. I've even got a website.
Fantastic. So do you just, between you, want to explain how you come to be here?
Yeah, Wales Arts International, which is the international wing of the Welsh Arts Council, asked me if I wanted to take part on this British Council organised trip. And obviously I said yes, and then they asked me if I wanted to take any other positions, so I said if I could take Gareth with me, then so it's come from that, really.
So, Gareth, what have your impressions been so far?
It's been, well, a completely new experience for me so far. I've never been to India before. Calcutta was a real eye-opener, and it's been kind of a bit of a whirlwind. We did a gig in Calcutta a couple of days ago and met lots of new musicians from the UK, and then came over here to Dimapur and met more musicians from all over the Northeast. It's been really fascinating and really interesting.
Yeah, the journey up here to Dimapur was kind of special. Does one of you want to talk about how we got to Dimapur?
Yeah, we flew from Kolkata to Guwahati, wasn't it, I think? And then we took a chartered flight, a propeller plane, to Dimapur. And it was a very privileged experience, really, because not many people will get that chance, I don't think.
And kind of greeted on the runway like real rock stars in the private jet. So, have you been surprised by anything so far?
I think Dimapur, I didn't really know what to expect from the Northeast, and Calcutta was kind of what you'd expect from seeing images in the media and all that kind of thing and film. But Dimapur, I mean, I don't know about Rich, but to me this feels more like something I would expect to see in Burma or Thailand or somewhere further southeast. It's a different part of India, definitely.
And what are your expectations? Did you have anything in mind of what you thought it might be like?
Well, I was told the brief, and I guess, a loose itinerary. So it's been sort of what it was like. I knew Kolkata, had a disparity between rich and poor. That's true of the whole of India, I guess. And to actually see it was quite a shock. But I didn't. Before we left, I realised that northeast India, the northeastern states, were very close to the Burmese border. So I thought it would be more like East Asia anyway, which has proven to be true, I think, a little bit. Yeah.
So do you want to talk a little bit about working with the Indian musicians? You just met them yesterday and today. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been really fascinating. We've had lots of different people who from all over the Northeast, and they speak lots of different languages and play lots of different instruments and have very different singing techniques and styles and things like that. So it's been really interesting to kind of to meet them and sort of to learn about their culture a little bit. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to sort of developing things. We've sort of, I think, just started off today, and we've broken the ice and kind of got things going a little bit. And I'm thinking over the next few days and the next week as well, it'll pick up.
Yeah, I was just fascinated by the instruments they brought, traditional, the instruments traditional to northeast India, and I was fascinated by all the instruments they brought and the styles of singing that they had, which is quite different from my perception of Indian music before I came, I think.